2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 64 degrees.
Still have a crash reported on I-15 in Layton. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
This weekend might have been hard for some people as they saw images from 20 years ago repeating the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And we are also in a long pandemic.
Now, local researchers say large collective traumas like the 9/11 attacks and the pandemic are changing our brain chemistry. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Amanda, big events rewire our fear circuitry. That's from University of Utah clinical psychologist Anu Asnani. She tells the Salt Lake Tribune, fear is normal and natural and can help us stay safe many times. But when people don't process their fear, real or imagined, it can lead to a documented rise in heart attacks and elevated stress markers in our DNA. As Nani says, we need to learn from any crisis we're living through in order to cope better in the future. And that could mean seeking out professionals to talk through our fears. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A 26-year-old man died after falling about 200 feet in Little Cottonwood Canyon. Unified Police Sergeant Melody Cutler says the Whirl Trail in the Wasatch-Uinta Ridgeline, where crews recover the man's body, is a dangerous, popular, and very difficult trail.
We're talking about having really technical hiking skills in order to complete this. This is a very dangerous rescue for our search and rescue team.
The victim was found by other hikers.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Democratic senators are clashing over the $3.5 trillion spending bill. And now that means it might not pass. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
Senator Bernie Sanders taking aim at Democratic Senator Joe Manchin for his opposition of President Biden's $3.5 trillion budget proposal. Sanders says Manchin's opposition means the budget won't pass, but also the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Is it appropriate for one person to destroy two pieces of legislation?
Congressional Democrats say they want both plans passed together, but Manchin is opposed to the high price tag of Biden's budget. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A major milestone for New York City. For the first time since the start of the pandemic, all public school students return to the classroom today with no remote learning option. ABC's Derek Waller reports from the Bronx.
Vaccinated students who test positive but don't have any symptoms will not have to quarantine, and they say they will try to keep 3 feet of distancing, but some principals say that's impossible. Masking is required, and teachers have to get at least one vaccine dose by September 27th. But as of last week, at least 20% still were not vaccinated at all.
Many New York parents say they've been fighting for many months for the right to have kids in school in person.
The British government has abandoned its plans to require vaccine passports to get into events and nightclubs. The health minister says they will reconsider that if cases rise. It's been a controversial issue in the government. Similar vaccine passport programs are in place in France and Germany, but have faced huge public protests for several weeks now.
Tropical storm Nicholas has formed in the Gulf of Mexico and is on the way to Texas and Louisiana. It should track just off the coast through early this week. Weather experts say strong wind gusts and storm surges are expected in those areas. There's a hurricane watch right now as Nicholas gets stronger. They say the storm could produce anywhere from 5 to 16 inches of rain across Texas and Louisiana.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. You would probably never believe it, but just 50 years ago, all of the climate change talk was about the dangers of another ice age.
Let's go way back in the time machine here to the 1970s and just a sampling of articles from that decade dating from 1970, literally all the way toward the end of the decade. Several newspaper articles and magazine articles about global cooling. There's literally a list of newspaper articles and where scientists at the day, at that time, thought we were heading toward global cooling, completely different from what scientists are saying today.
Grant says the moral of the story is that science is still changing as we learn new things.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night. two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.